Lucy's garage sale.
Lucy and her family live in a nice little town in the countryside. Lucy loves her neighborhood, as the nature is within walking distance and everyone knows each other by heart. But sometimes she wishes there were more recreational places she could go around in the town. One day, Mom and Dad talked to Lucy and her brother Luke.
We are moving to a new town. There are shopping malls, cinemas, and new schools. I think you will like it.
Mom helps Lucy with packing.
Look at this. It's the Mother's Day card you made for me when you first went to school,
cried Mom.
It is. I remember I spent weeks in cutting the paper out.
And here are the dolls you made with old t-shirts and socks.
They still look cute and nice, but I'm afraid I'm growing too old for them. What should we do with them?
Dad and I also cleared out loads of stuff we don't need anymore. What do you say we have a garage sale?
A garage sale? That's a fantastic idea. I will make banners for the sale.
On the morning of the garage sale day, the whole family is busy with the setup on their lawn. Dad sets out tables in a circle. Mom uses a tablecloth and dried flowers to highlight the display. And Lucy and Luke hang the flag banners between two poles. When everything is ready, Dad says, "Great! It's showtime!" At first, people come and go, but not many take action to buy.
How come no one buys from us? Nobody likes my Polly doll?
Lucy is a bit disappointed.
Just be patient and have some faith, honey.
Mom pats on Lucy's back.
Polly doll will find her new owner when the right person shows up.
Things are getting better. After Auntie May picks up two antique vases, a tall man with a full beard stops by and buys a leather belt. A young couple purchase a stack of children's books from Lucy. Luke and his classmates are having a toy car race, using the whole collection of toy cars that Luke just traded his old robot for. Everyone is having a good time and enjoys the free lemonade on the lawn. Time passes by. Goods are getting scarce on the lawn. Just when Lucy starts to think she will keep her Polly doll anyway, a little girl with her pigtails dangling by her ears runs toward Lucy.
That's an adorable doll,
the little girl acclaims.
She is my favorite. Her name is Polly. Do you want to hold her?
Asks Lucy.
Can I really? Oh, her eyes are blue, just like Mommy's.
The little girl turns to the woman behind her.
Sure you can. Here, you can help comb her hair. She likes to have a different style every day.
Lucy hands out the doll.
Mommy, Mommy, can we have Polly doll? I'll take good care of her,
begs the little girl.
All right, we will take it.
The woman pays and leaves with the little girl. Lucy stands there as they leave, feeling proud. She can tell she will enjoy doing business when she grows up. Recreational.
Playing tennis on weekends is just a recreational activity for my parents.
I enjoy watching movies in the recreational time. Action.
Please think twice before taking action.
Being a newcomer, Jack is bothered by the classmates judging his action all the time.
Antique.
Even decades passed by, some antique chairs are still so stylish compared with the new designed ones.
This watch looks like an antique because it belonged to my great-grandfather.
Trade.
In ancient times, people used to trade what they grew or caught for a living.
Nowadays, people are using money to trade all kinds of goods.
Adorable.
He kept thinking about the adorable girl he met while traveling in India last month.
Tiny things are all adorable, including small animals.
Do you enjoy your life in the new town you just moved to?
Of course. I like it a lot because there are so many big shopping malls. Yes, I do. The transportation in the new town is much more convenient.
No, I miss the old town where I lived since I was a child. Well, I can't tell if I like it or not yet. What should we do with the old stuff?
It's easy. Just throw them to the trash bin. We can pack them and send to those who need them.
Why not try to ask if any of your friends need it? Let's use your imagination to create new stuff. How come no one is coming?
Don't worry. Now we have more time to prepare it better. Maybe some of them just forgot the time.
Just be more patient. The party hasn't started yet. Oh, don't you know that there was a terrible car accident nearby half an hour ago? I just heard it from the news. Can I hold that adorable doll?
Sure you can. You can even try different hairstyles for her.
I don't think so, because it's for sale. It's better that you ask the owner first.
I don't know that. You may try to ask someone else.